हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
वेलकम टू दिस episode of the Kati Inspirations. During this month, I intend to read Raghunath Das Goswami's book on the associates of Krishna and on the spiritual world. And there is a reason for this. It is said that our social self, the way we carry ourselves through life, is built up in association with the mundane society. We learn our language, the way we dress, the way we behave by interacting with our social environment. If we want to develop our spiritual identity, we need to know of the spiritual environment, the associates of Krishna, how they interact with Krishna, how Krishna reciprocates their loving devotional service. We learn need to learn the about the sacred places and sacred rivers and sacred mountains. And in this way, gradually, our spiritual awareness and finally our spiritual persona is developed. This book is written by Raghunath Das Goswami. And the this is the Vrindavan cuff. His life is very nicely described in the Bhakti Ratnakar, where we get a very good picture about him. The Bhakti Ratnakar says, Raghunath Das's heart was always burning in the fire of separation. He would say, where are you, Radha and Krishna? Where are you, my exalted spiritual masters, Swarup Damodar, Rupa and Sanatan? He rolled in the dust, and because he constantly cried tears, he floated in his own tears. At every moment, his body became weaker, but although it became so frittle that it could be blown away by the wind, or so it seemed, he would still perform all his duties. For instance, whenever he would see a Vaishnava, he would fall on the ground and offer his obeisances, although the other devotees forbade him to do so. He would forget himself when he worshipped his Govardhan Shila and the Gunja beads that Mahaprabhu had given him. And because he was so absorbed in Radha and Krishna, day and night, he could not distinguish any longer. Was it day in this world or was it night in this world? In his ecstatic trance of Krishna consciousness, he would always see Radha and Krishna and their associates, and he wrote about them. This is an ecstatic book. It's written with the language of tears, or the ink of tears. It is written by a person whose spiritual vision was so exalted and awakened that he could actually paint before our eyes a perfect picture of the spiritual reality. And by listening or hearing about this picture, we will gradually become transformed. And just like a little child who learns to speak from others, we will also learn to think, speak, and act by looking at the exalted examples of the Vaishnavas. This was an introduction, a long introduction. Please come back for the following episodes where we will hear some of the most amazing pastimes of Radha and Krishna and how we might approach them. Let me put a little postscript here. It's good if we tune ourselves into the amazing visions of Raghunath Das Goswami, which will come. So when you offer your light today, or when you have your Krishna moment, please see this great soul sitting at the banks of the sacred Radhakund and envisioning the pastimes of the Lord. And then pray that some of the realizations that he has penned down on palm leaves, we will hear about them, will come into your heart and transform your heart. See, what we want to do in this Kartik Inspirations is we don't only we want to listen to something new, we want to develop a new set of eyes, a new set of heart, so that we can relish the spiritual reality. See you soon.